Joining us now, it's a real privilege and honor to introduce my next guest, a longtime serving member of the Alabama Legislature, State Senator Jabbo Wagner joins us on the line. Senator, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good today, Tim.
Well, I really appreciate you making time for us. I know you're. I guess you're up at still up at your lake house in Walker County, right?
Walker County, right. We have clean air and clean water up here, and I guess the worst place I go to on a weekly basis is the Ace Hardware in Curry, Alabama, but I do wear a mask there. So I'm trying to stay healthy. I'm probably in what you'd call a high risk age. So my wife and I are trying to spend a lot of time up here where it's really safe.
Well, I'm glad you found shelter and safety up there. I really am. I know this is something you got to deal with. Let's get right into it. First of all, you mentioned you're doing well. That you haven't had any scares or anything of that sort with COVID.
No, I have not. I lost one of my closest friends that I served in the Senate with for several years, Larry Dixon, who caught the virus, and he passed away, you know, maybe 10 days ago. And that one struck home. It hit me hard because we were so good friends and family friends for so many years. But he caught it at some event, I guess you can say. And he passed away about 10 days ago. And that one was close to home, kind of like a family member.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. Well, let's kind of fast forward to where we are now, particularly in your situation. How does somebody in your situation approach 2021? Are you just hoping for the vaccine and that you could get it in time to get down to Montgomery in time for the February session?
Yes, you know, because of my age, you know, I'm just waiting in line like everybody else to determine, you know, when they get to me. But we do go into session February the 2nd, first Tuesday in February. And this session will be like none other we've ever had. Of course, it affected the last session in 2020. We went into session in February, and normally we're in session 105 calendar days, but within that period, we're actually in session where we debate legislation for 30 legislative days. But we had to cut it short because of the virus. We met 21 days out of the 30 legislative days, but during that 21 days, we did pass the general fund budget and the education budget, which is our primary responsibility. But so many pieces of legislation died because the virus came through the state house of Alabama, just like it came through the community in the country. So we had to come home early, which was not a good thing, but we didn't have any choice. This year, there's going to be some rules set out about access to the fifth floor and the seventh floor. The leadership in the House and Senate had a Zoom call last week trying to prepare us for what it's going to be like and prepare the public and prepare the lobbying community. You know, how can they get to us and how can they talk to us? And, you know, we're making plans. It's going to be different, but it has to be.
Have you, you know, you've seen a lot of things go down in the Alabama legislature over the last several decades. Does this compare to anything in your tenure?
Oh, no. Nothing's close to this. We've always completed our session, you know, passed much-needed legislation. We passed the budgets, but nothing like this compares. Nothing's even close to the session in 2020 and probably the one in 2021. It's just going to be different. And it cannot be the same because of the safety of the general public, the constituents that come to Montgomery, to the State House, the lobbying community, and the House members and senators and state employees. You know, it's just different, and it has to be because of the health issues involved.
I know this was kind of a sore subject at the end of the last session, but it kind of occurs to me in this circumstances we're in now, is it time to start thinking about a new state house? That old highway building there doesn't really seem to serve the legislature, what you're trying to do there, really well. That at some point, is it time to think about a new facility or doing something with the existing facility?
It's been mentioned for years. Of course, in the early 80s, we moved from the state capitol, which was very inefficient because of the lack of room, lack of committee room. So in the early 80s, we did move from the capitol over to the state house where we are now. And, of course, it's a lot better than it was, you know, up until the early 80s. But it's talked about a lot. It's mentioned to build a new a state house. But, you know, I don't think in our near future you're going to see that. It's really just a topic of conversation right now. And we do have some inadequate facilities based on the space involved and the space needs. And, you know, I don't see any big change in my lifetime, and maybe not yours, Jeff, but it's a subject of discussion. And it's probably needed, but it would be a very expensive ordeal.
It just, I guess the fear there is it's something that the public may view as not the best use of resources given all the other needs out there, I would suppose.
Oh, yeah. Every time it's brought up, you know, we see some critical comments, which, you know, probably deservedly. But if you don't serve in the body and exposed to what we have on a daily basis, you know, you probably really wouldn't understand why there is the need, but I don't think anything will be done anytime soon.
Joined by State Senator Jabbo Wagner here on FM Talk 106.5. Senator, a lot of outstanding issues that didn't get resolved in 2020, looking toward 2021. Do you anticipate it being a very, very busy 2021? You got, obviously, the gaming is back. You got some tax issues, economic development. You got all the COVID-related issues to deal with, and perhaps reapportionment as well. How do you see next year playing out? Are you going to be able to get a lot of that accomplished, do you think?
Of course, our primary responsibility every year is the budget. That'll take up a lot of debate, a lot of negotiation, but we will pass a budget. This year, the education budget was $7.2 billion, which funds all levels of education in Alabama, and the general fund is a little over $2 billion. And out of the general fund comes the most expensive draw on the general fund is Medicaid and the Department of Corrections. You know, they take up well over half of the general fund, and then there's probably 80 other departments that come out of the general fund, but no major revenue source goes into the general fund. All of sales tax and income tax goes into the education budget, and that's by far the two largest revenue sources in Alabama. You know, when the economy is good, people are working, and that creates income tax. When the economy is good, the public is buying in Alabama, and that creates sales tax, and all of that money is earmarked for education. Now, the creation of the online sales tax, you know, that's really helped the general fund. you know, people are purchasing online and they're paying sales tax online, and that goes to the general fund, and that's really helped our general fund with the online sales tax. But, you know, the budget's always the priority, but there's a lot of talk about the gambling issue, whether it's the lottery or casinos. And there's been a study committee that the governor appointed, and they're coming with some recommendations. I've heard some of them, but I have not heard all of their recommendations. And I think you're going to see a huge effort in Alabama to legalize some level of gambling. And, of course, that's been talked about for years. All of the states surrounding Alabama have some level of legal gambling, and a lot of people from Alabama are going to spend their money in Georgia, Mississippi, Florida, Tennessee, spending the gambling money in other states. So Governor Ivey saw fit to appoint a high-profile study committee to look at legalizing gambling. And so that's going to be a debated issue this time, and maybe it should. Of course, the ultimate decision is made with the people of Alabama. It's a constitutional amendment, and the people of Alabama have to approve or disapprove legalizing gambling, even if the legislature passes the constitutional amendment to legalize it. People of Alabama vote on it.
It seems to me the people of Alabama on gambling, maybe they're in a different place than they were in the late 1990s, the last time it was on the ballot, that if given the opportunity, it's a lottery, a constitutional amendment for a lottery is probably going to make it through this time. Is that a fair assessment?
I think it's a fair assessment. I do. The people that I talk to in my district, of course, you have some opposition, and you always will, but I think clearly a majority of Alabamians would vote to legalize the lottery, but it goes much further than that as far as legalizing different operations of gambling. You know, it's going to get more complicated and more controversial.
Last question here on the you mentioned the Department of Corrections being such a big expenditure of the state. This lawsuit from the Department of Justice, here we are today facing that. Is there any work the legislature could do right now on prisons to move that situation to a better place?
Yes, and a lot of work has been, and a lot of work continues to be. But we are on, we're on the clock, so to speak, so we've got to do something. But I think the Department of Corrections they're looking at sites already. And a lot of people do not want a prison in their community, but we've got to do something. We have, 25,000 inmates in this state, and our prisons today are very inadequate. They're very inefficient. They're old, they're outdated, and of course, you don't want a prison that looks like a Hilton. We're not definitely not going that far, but when you're under a federal court order, which we are in Alabama, you've got to do something, and it's been put off long enough. If we build new prisons, and maybe we'll let somebody else build them and we will lease them, but the Department of Corrections built these prisons years and years ago. We don't have a new old prison. All of them are old, okay, for men and women. And they're building prisons today where we could probably get by with half the number of security guards. But we just have an old system of prisons, and Alabama has not kept up with the other states as far as upgrading their prisons. So that's something that will be a hot subject and something we have to deal with because of the federal court order.
Senator, we're out of time here, but thank you so much for taking time with us this morning, and hopefully we could do this again real soon.
Sure. You give me a call, Jeff, okay? I'm happy to participate.
All right. Well, we always appreciate getting you on, and have a Merry Christmas if I don't talk to you again soon.
Hey, you too, friend. All right. Bye-bye.
That was Senator Jabbo Wagner, State Senator Jabbo Wagner on the program.